Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
I am joined now by none other than Coach Dan Wildfong. And Coach Dan, it's been a couple of weeks since we've been able to talk to you. How's things been going?
Not bad. Had a few wins and a few losses. So
yeah, we'll go ahead and run over it. Last time we talked to you, or last time I actually got to see you, was against Rio Grande Valley there at home. Then you took to the road for a couple of weeks there, heading out to Topeka, 1-1 over that weekend, then heading over to Wichita Falls. Picked up a rough loss. I did catch that game, and it was just, I mean, Wichita Falls was on point from the get-go. As you headed into last weekend, went 1-1, but the big story, that a 2-0 game, getting a shutout there on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, guys, they bought into obviously playing a lot harder on the road, and we played a really good, solid defensive game. We don't have to be fancy on the road, and I think guys are starting to figure that out. And we obviously beat one of the best teams and most, very well-coached team in the league.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think, when you talk about the Amarillo Bulls, you can sit here, and if you have liked anything on Facebook for the NAHL, the Brahmas, things like that, y'all keep it up to date as well. You'll see Amarillo Bulls names, players, left and right, being pulled for, players of the week, player of the region kind of things. And so, I mean, very, very talented team. So it was awesome to see a good game come out like that.
Yeah, I think we played them. I think we beat them three times now. And, it's something where it's a big for our program to beat these top teams. So it shows that we're for real and that we can play with anyone. I think it's, a mindset that we got to get in our head that we could be a top team.
Well, I know that in the upcoming weeks, as we start to head towards the end of the season, you and I will get to talking a little bit about things that we expect for next year, and then we'll keep in touch throughout the summer as well. But one of the things, that we're looking forward to, of course, you're going to be able to have a lot more mini summer camps, things like that, that you're able to get some training done at, as this year just kind of had to throw everything together very last second. You're going to be able to get a little bit more prep time, and we don't have to go into the specifics on that, but how excited are you for that?
I'm really excited. I think, I do not want to have another year where obviously we're put in the situation that, we're at the bottom. We obviously want to be at the top, and the way to be at the top is do your work in the summer and make sure that you have, the guys that you feel that can win in this league, and we feel that we have, it's not like we're a terrible team right now, but I feel like with the foundation that we're going to be building and the new guys that we have tendered and the new guys that we're going to be bringing in, we'll be right up there with anyone else.
Yeah, I am. I got to talk with Scott and Chad a little bit when we all came out there for our KATX night, and I was very impressed with the way that things are continuing to look up and up for the Lone Star Brahmas.
Yeah, it's not just obviously on the ice either; it's off the ice. Chad, Scott, and our ownership group with Frank and Sal—they've done a great job. Making sure we have all the right tools and that making sure that guys really want to play here and makes it a really good spot to play.
Well, and I also tuned into that game versus the Wichita Falls Wildcats specifically for the sake of Cliff Foster, because I definitely wanted to hear some play-by-play done by some Brahmas commentators versus having to listen to the opposing teams. And, Cliff just does a terrific job, continues to do so with the Coach's Corner, and we had him on, and it was just a pleasure. It really is a pleasure all the way around to work with the organization that the Brahmas have, and it just continues to look up and up, and y'all do a great job.
Yeah, Cliff's done a fantastic job. He obviously does our radio show, our coaches show up at Jerome's all the time as well. He's just been every time he has a smile on his face, and he's always always wanting to see what he can do to be better. And I love that about anyone you're working with.
Yeah,
it's fun to work with him.
I fully agree with it. You know, Cliff is trying to make sure that everything goes off without a hitch, and tries to bring that level of professionalism that's much needed. But you know, you can go check out the NAHL Coaches Corner at LoneStarBrahmins.com, also on the Lone Star Brahmins Facebook page. Just go Facebook.com/LoneStarBrahmins. And Coach, coming up this weekend, you will be facing up against the Odessa Jackalopes both Friday and Saturday night. And few promos going on. The Nitech Sports Center in Zoo Roamer will be hosting the Olympic Beer Tasting Friday and Saturday from 6:30 to 7:30 each evening, or while supplies last. And then they will they'll be showcasing three different ones from three different countries, and just trying to get in the spirits of the Olympics. So how excited are you about the Olympics getting started?
I can't wait. You know, it's obviously the Winter Olympics, which obviously we're in a winter sport here with the hockey. So
right.
I love the Summer Olympics too, but this is special when you obviously get to see Team Canada or Team USA, you know, play against each other in hockey. You know, it's just been a big rivalry for a long time, and it's good for hockey, these rivalries. And, you know, I just like seeing all different sports.
And just back to a quick little brown nosing here, but the fine folks there at Nitex, I came out and got to enjoy some live bands that were there in-house, and it was a little unexpected. I walked in, I hear a band jamming out, and it turned out to be a group of young kids. I was just blown away. And you know, now the Olympic Beer Tasting, another very cool event for people to come out, partake in. And I know that y'all have got some other things coming. Do you know of anything in the works that you're specifically getting excited about?
Well, we still have that you know, the assistant coach for a road trip in Amarillo. That's still going on, getting auctioned off as we speak. So if anyone's interested, they could be my assistant coach for a week on the road in Amarillo, which is, you know, once in a lifetime opportunity to go with, travel with the boys, be in a hotel, go to pregame skate, and actually be on the bench and, you know, get the ins and outs of coaching. So
I'm hoping to hit it big on a scratch off. That way I can just drop all that money and say, I'm coming, coach. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a lot more things going on behind the scenes and at Brahmaland, and Chad's doing a great job, as well as the other people, keeping up with the Facebook page. The end of the month, they're going to be having their first jersey auction. Also, some fancy new pink in the rink jerseys that everybody will hopefully be able to get out by and raise some money for cancer research. Pink in the Rink, February 28th, and World Record Night is going to be coming up on February 22nd. February 8th, though, that's coming up this weekend, Home Puck Night, and that's going to be all happening down at the Nitech Sports Center. So, Coach Dan Wildfong, any last words before heading into this weekend, what we can expect to see play-wise?
No, I just really encourage fans and to come out and watch us this weekend. I think we're starting to turn the corner. We are making a few moves. This is a trade deadline coming up here on Friday. So Coach Jeff Potter and myself are you know, in the office trying to, you know, make this program, this team better. And hopefully we make that happen.
Well, you're definitely passionate about your jobs, and that's what it takes, and it definitely shows. So we want to thank you for that, Coach. Also, want to thank all the fine folks down at Nitech Sports Center for continuing to provide just awesome hockey for everybody. And if you can't come out to the hockey games, check it out, fasthockey.com. If you can, hey, there's still tickets available at the box office. Coach Dan Wildfong, want to thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
Look forward to seeing you.
I look forward to seeing you, too, on Friday night, and we will go ahead in this segment of Brahma Talk, but we'll be back next week with more.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmins.com or find them on Facebook. Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.